Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business, an organization that is here to help you to start, grow, or fix your business. And today, we're examining the law of competition. Every business will have competition. It may not come at first, but it'll certainly be there soon. And if we don't understand how competition works, this could lead to failure. So let's dive in and look first at what the Bible has to say on the subject of competition. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, it reads, "Do you know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training." What would you think about running your business like you're running a race? Everyone wants to win and achieve success. Those that win are the ones that practice strict training, and they put forth their very best effort that's possibly inside of them. This brings us to the next verse, found in Galatians 6:4, which states, "Let everyone be sure that he is doing his very, very best, for then he will have the personal satisfaction of work well done and will not need to compare himself with someone else." Both of these verses speak towards competition, but not saying that we must beat your competition, or outsmart your competition, or outwit them, or anything along those lines. Instead, they are both telling us to not get sidetracked by your neighbors. Stay focused on your business, making it the very best it can possibly be. Don't copy another business. You should offer the best product or service that you possibly can. A good example of this is the story of Leona when she first started her salon. Listen and see if you can hear which of God's laws for business Leona followed to find success. It's real interesting. You can see it.
"That's ridiculous. Don't do it," Victoria declared to her best friend Leona, smiling and shaking her head. "No, no." Victoria paused and then continued delicately. "I know if you opened a salon, it would be great. But there are already 6 salons right here, close by. I am just worried that you will go out of business right away, right after you start. Some of those shops are big, and some of them have been styling hair for decades. And to my knowledge, you don't have any money. And you have no money to open it, to pay the rent, or to buy equipment. There's a long list of things that you need money for."
Leona said, "No," very firmly. "Years of styling hair for my entire family and all of my neighbors has taught me a lot. And get this, you didn't know it. I have saved my money from cutting my neighbor's hair. I have a plan. I'm going to buy a bucket of paint." Victoria couldn't believe it, and her response was so appropriate. "Oh, so now you're going to get hair paint and paint the hair of your customers with a bucket of paint. Wow, that's a new idea." Undeterred with Victoria's lack of faith, Leona responded, "Gosh, no, it is wall paint. Just listen, I have a plan." And she started to describe her plan. "A few years ago, I had gone to a hair salon in another city where we had been treated like royalty. While we were waiting for our turn, one stylist brought us a glass of cold water and a pump of hand lotion that smelled oh so heavenly good. Their salon was so bright, clean, and had great music playing in the background. At one point, her stylist had to tend to another customer's hair, but before stepping away, she leaned Leona's chair back and put a hot towel on her face. After her hair was done, she was offered a mint, a tasty mint, and a spray of perfume. Oh, it smelled so good. Arriving there, Leona had felt dirty, tired, and far, far, far from being beautiful. But her short visit transformed her that very day. With a fresh hairstyle and a fantastic fragrance, she was feeling like a princess. Before paying, though, she was a bit worried that this posh, luxurious experience was going to be ridiculously expensive. But it was nearly the same price as every other hairstylist that she had paid from the past. Victoria agreed with Leona that this was completely different from the shops in their town. They were not horrible, but they were not great either. They're kind of bland, yeah.
a couple of the shops were known for being fast. Another couple shops were cheaper than the others, and that's how they got their customers. But all of them had a few things in common. All of their walls were covered in crusty old posters that were falling down, and the floors were always covered with layers of hair clippings that stuck to the feet of the customers when they walked out of the store. The hairstylists were nice, but they never went out of their way to make anyone feel special. In fact, at times, she would feel like she was inconveniencing the stylist by just being there, even though she was paying to have her hair styled. Victoria was probably correct on one thing. There was not room for a seventh hair salon that was dark and musty with hair-covered floors in their city. If Leona focused on competing with the area salons, she would fall into the common trap, and she would be inclined to try to be faster or cheaper than the others just to compete. This would have been a slippery slope that would lead her to cut corners and save time, ending up with a dark and neglected-looking hair salon just like the others. What if she didn't focus on what the competition was doing, but instead focused on simply serving customers to the best of her God-given ability? Wow, that's the right way to do it. Serving them like she had loved being served in the other town when she had visited in the past. Giving them the best haircut of their life, and adding on top of that some fun little things like a mint to eat, or a pump of hand lotion, or a hot towel, or something as simple as just a smile and being a friend. Now, Leona had been using the law of research and experimenting and had been asking a lot of questions, and she knew of a small empty storefront down the street. A win-win plan began to develop in her mind, and she presented it to the store's owner, Jordan. First, she would move everything that Jordan had stacked in the front room into the back room. Then she would deep clean the front room top to bottom. Next, she planned to open her bucket of sky blue paint and give all of the walls a brand new coat of paint. Since the space was so small, she would be able to furnish it with mirrors, chairs, and her couch from her house. Her very own home. That meant she would have to sit on the floor when she was back at her own house, but she was happy to be able to start her business using what she had. Negotiating with Jordan, she explained that she would not have the money to pay the rent for the first 3 months, but instead of that, she would give Jordan's family 3 haircut appointments a week at no cost as a trade. Leona also reminded Jordan how much she had improved the value of the storefront, just making it look better. Leona was also very, very careful to state that she would stop giving free haircuts after 3 months. At that time, she would start paying Jordan the normal amount of rent. Of course, unless he wanted to continue in the same trade, this negotiated arrangement was clearly understood by both parties as an agreement that benefited both parties. That's called a win-win, and both agreed to those terms. Her friend Victoria had called Leona crazy for wanting to open up a salon, but Leona did not listen. She kept working with a diligent focus to make her dream a reality. Victoria could see Leona's determination and decided to chip in and help to support her friend. She helped by putting some of the fresh paint on the walls and helping in other ways to keep the place clean. Leona's first few customers looked apprehensive when they walked in the front door, but they were relieved once Leona told them her prices. Customers first thought this upscale, neat, and clean salon was going to be much more expensive than the other salons, and they could not believe that her prices were similar to the others in town. Word of her small one-woman salon spread quickly over the next few months. Some customers were telling their friends of the neat, bright, and clean hair salon. Others were bragging about the hot towel treatment that they had gotten for free. Still others were appreciative that it was a no mobile phone zone. Hearing all the talk from someone that you didn't know was so annoying. This left a feeling that was known from salons from a long time ago where people would gather to connect and have friendship and exchange stories or recipes or good times that they've recently had. Leona had learned from her local competition and was not dismayed by their size. She was familiar with their prices and procedures, but fixed her focus on her customers, not on the competition. Wisely, she did not try to blindly copy the excellent salon that she had visited, even then. Instead, in her salon, in her own way, Leona applied their general philosophy of treating the customers like absolute royalty. She recognized that it was going to take time, but using what she had and leveraging her skills in negotiating with the landlord, she had avoided borrowing money to finance the start of her first business. This helped her avoid the burden of a loan repayment that kills many first-time businesses. She was doing more than hairstyling. She was serving each client who came through her front door. It was a service. She was not selling. It was a lot of hard work and long days. This extra treatment that she gave didn't cost her very much at all, just a little extra time. But the looks of gratitude, the words of appreciation, and the growing stack of cash in the register all fueled her desire to truly serve her customers in the same way she loves to be served herself. Oh, this is a great story, and we can learn so many good lessons from this story. Don't focus on your competition. Don't be worried. Find what you can do better and focus on the customer. You will have competition, but you can compete in a good way. You can do it. We've learned a lot about competition, but what good is this knowledge if we don't put it into action? Let's take the first step of turning this knowledge into action by saying this confession together right now. Say it loud and really make it your confession. With God's help, I am an agent of change. My actions today will shape what tomorrow becomes. Now, in the next lesson, we will learn more about how to compete in a godly manner. Until then, here are some questions for you to be thinking and discussing. First, can competition actually be beneficial to businesses? What are some examples from your own observations? Secondly, have you seen a business in your neighborhood or your area that was damaged by unhealthy competition? If so, how can you use this knowledge to help you? Now, in the next lesson, we've got some more life-changing teaching points on how competition is a part of God's laws for business. Until we meet again, remember to use what you have, where you are, to start, grow, and fix your business today. Thank you for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.